Good evening, folks, and welcome back to Esposito Field. Tonight, it is not the Eagles playing. However, it is the Dodgers of Weathersfield. Tonight, they play the Burrill Realty Indians in the second game on the broadcast schedule. Last time we saw the Dodgers, they pulled off a 2-1 win in Newington against the Elmers Angels. So now, they will try and pull off a second win here. I believe their third win of the season. Here against the Indians. We'll be right back with first pitch. It's the Dodgers and the Indians. So we're back here, and we will take a look at our starting lineup here for the both teams. The Weathersfield Dodgers being coached by Spooches tonight, and the Burrill Realty Indians being coached by Barca. Here's a starting lineup for the Weathersfield Dodgers. It'll be number 4, T.J. Hewitt, batting first, playing center field. In the right field, batting second, will be 27, Kez Douglas. Then it'll be Rob Correa, followed by Brendan Pierce and Sal Messina. Then Nico Spooches and Kristen Spooches, followed by Dan Sullivan, Brian Finelli Jr., and in the 10th spot, playing in first base, not batting tonight, will be Ricky Brown. Then for the Indians, it will be Chris Ailman playing center field, then Will Ramos, followed by Kenny Noyola, then I think it's Nestor Velazquez, followed by Mike Lord, Keon Downs, then Donovan Carrasquillo, then Christian Garcia, and John Newman, all in the starting lineup for both the Indians and the Dodgers here tonight on their, I believe, their second, maybe their first home game, third game of the season for these guys. I believe 2-0, number one team in the Connecticut Twilight League at the moment, and trying to hold on to that spot against the defending champion Burrill Realty Indians. Indians coming in at defending champions. Now remember, if the Dodgers, hang on, if the playoffs started today, the Dodgers would have a first-round bye, being the number one team. As the top two teams in the league will get a first-round bye from the playoff. And so now the Dodgers will be wearing the blue jerseys with white lettering, no trim. Indians wearing a Cleveland Indians jersey, dark blue jersey, red lettering and a white trim. So both of these teams looking like the MLB has come to Connecticut the way the jerseys are. So both the coaches, Chris Spooches and Chris Barca, meeting out there behind home plate here at Esposito Field. Esposito, home of the Weathersfield Eagles. Speaking of the Eagles, they will be playing Thursday afternoon, which is tomorrow, in a makeup game with the Newington Indians, as that game got rained out earlier. So Newington and Weathersfield playing tonight and then tomorrow. And then the Eagles have the qualification round bye on Saturday, so no qualification round for them. They then skip right ahead to the first round, and that will be on the Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. So the day after Monday, after that day off, the Weathersfield Eagles will be at it again, and they will play round one baseball of the CIAC tournament, where it is win or go home. Now, they are undefeated at home. However, on the road, the Eagles are 3-4, so some news on the Weathersfield front for the high school. Now, for the Dodgers, last time we saw them, they won 2-1 on account of darkness, and again, a lot of these games coming in the evening, June 29th. We ask you to join us down at Dunkin' Donuts Park as the CTL Classic. All the teams will play in the CTL at Dunkin' Donuts Park that day. Teams still doing some warm-ups, meeting at the plate there. So now, Dodgers trying to get set and beat the Indians tonight and stay atop the Connecticut Twilight League. So some upcoming games in the schedule along here. Once the Eagles season has ended, all of the Dodgers games should be on broadcast here on the Dodgers Network. Once the Eagles have either A, won the championship, or B, been eliminated, hopefully A, or they win the championship. So a beautiful evening here at Esposito Field. Weathersfield looking to try and get a win in their home field. We'll be right back with first pitch on the way. So now getting set, we'll be batting first, will be number 1, Chris Ailman. So he will get set. He's playing center field tonight for the Indians, getting set for the top half of the first inning. Once again, we welcome you. If you skipped ahead, welcome to Esposito Field, home of the Eagles. Tonight, the Dodgers playing their next game in the season. So far, sitting atop the standings in the CTL. First pitch on the way, inside for ball number one. And so a 1-0. So no scoreboard here tonight at the field, but a 1-0 count. The throw, there's strike number one, and that will even the count at one apiece. Starting on the hill tonight is Sal Messina, number 23. So throw, inside, ball number two, and now a 2-1 count. Dodgers looking to try and wrap this one up. And so the 2-1, high pop-up going foul, will drop in, and that will go for a foul ball. Here's the throw. Here's ball number one. So with a 3-2 count here, Messina's still out there. The throw, it's a high fly ball going infield towards second base. Will drop in the center fielder. No, he drops it. And so that looked like he had it there, and he just drops it out in center. So this brings up Will Ramos. He is playing right field, batting the number 12. With the number 12 on his back. So, runner on to start off this game. So, it looks like they're trying to get some more. Looks like they're trying to get a shoelace or something. I think trying to maybe fix something. Not sure, but getting set. So, an 0-0 with a new batter and runner out there on first. Here's the throw on the way. Strike number one is called. So, we're just actually coming back just about 12 hours removed. Not even. Or not 12, almost 24. There's a strike in there removed from the game at Beehive between the Eagles and the Hurricanes of New Britain. So, that one happening last night. Tonight is the Dodgers game. Then we're back on the Athletic Network for the Eagles. There's another ball. And that game will be there at 2-1. And we'll be back on the Eagles Network tomorrow afternoon and then back here on Friday. And there's strike number one. Or sorry, that was strike number three. So it was actually a 1-2 count. And a time will be called. So they will be in Bristol in the next game. Bristol Eastern High School. They will play the Black Knights of Bristol. In the next game, that will be Friday night, just ahead of Memorial Day. And so with Memorial Day coming up, and one out, a runner on first, and the umpire, it looks like, went into the dugout for something. Don't know what he's gone in for, but he seems to still be there. He finally comes out. I think he was trying to fix the umpire I think he was trying to fix the mask or something. I believe he just got it done. So getting set. With a new batter here, it'll be Kenny Noyola, the number 34. Here's a throw. There's ball number one off a pretty good pitch there. So ball number one here, Connecticut Twilight League Baseball. So far we've seen a fantastic one game. And just trying to sift through the dust in the plate. There really is no batter's box out there. Some of the pain has gone away. Here's the throw. That one, a line drive up towards second. They get on for one. Throw back is going to be over his head. The runner will go for second. And he will be safe out there at second base. So now a two down and a runner on second. Almost a double play there. So this field in better condition than when we've seen it before. Now that it finally stopped raining, the field not looking like clay and the grass not working as Velcro. The ball will actually bounce in the grass now. And time called, and it looks like the catcher going to go up and talk to the pitcher real quick. But yeah, we haven't seen the field this good in a while. So a real treat to come out here and see it before Tuesday, as the Eagles being one of the top four in the state. Eagles being one of the top four teams in the state for the high school, so we will see them back Tuesday. Here's the 0-0 pitch in the dirt, ball number one. Runner will hold it second. So definitely a good-looking field tonight for the Dodgers. Dodgers getting set. Check second, and he will step off and step back on. Here's the throw on the way. Strike number one to start us off. So a good start here on Nestor Velazquez. So Velazquez standing in with two down and runner on second. Here's the throw. There's another ball. It looked like a wild pitch. Throw on to second. Gets away into center field. However, the runner will hold. So with the runner holding, so now, still runner on second base, the throw. Line drive up to the shortstop. He bobbles it, still gets his hands on it. Throw. He is called out, and Velazquez does not like that call, but that gets us through the top half of the first. So we are through with half of an inning with the Dodgers coming to bat. So back here for the bottom of the second inning. It is Brett Barth who will come in for new for Burrell Realty. So the Indians adding Brett Barth, number 22, to the bottom of the lineup. So now will be T.J. Hewitt starting on the mound tonight for the Indians. Will be number 21, Mike Lord. So Lord getting set. So it is Lord and Messina, the pitching duel. T.J. Hewitt will lead things off. He'll be followed by Kez Douglas. And so here we go. And now getting set. Bottom half of the first inning. Dodgers looking to do some damage and get it started in a big way. The throw. The ball number one. Almost a check swing there. So a 1-0 to start for Hewitt. Swung on and missed. And now it's a 1-1. So Hewitt with the 1-1. Throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. So now a 1-2 count for Hewitt. Hewitt going to try and get that first base hit for the Dodgers. He'll call time just as Lord got ready to throw. So the windup and the throw. There's a foul ball going towards the parking lot. Oh, right to the car, right to another car. So a double whammy there. So if you haven't listened to the high school games, there's a parking lot right ahead. This field is a little dug in to the parking lot, which is behind the third base dugout. 1-2 on the way. That'll be called a strike, and that looked a little off to me, but Kez Douglas is starting off. T.J. Hewitt striking out looking, arguably, that was ball number two, but Game continues. And so Kez Douglas starting in. Here's the throw. That one will be called. And that'll be called strike number one as he goes on that one. So now an 0-1. And Mike Lord really seems to know what he's doing out there on the mound. So next pitch, you're going to call that a strike. And Douglas, I've noticed, he likes to lead kind of out of the box that we don't really have right now. But he likes to lead out there and kind of take off with his swing. So now getting set with an 0-2 count. Now we'll call time. Here's the throw. Low in the dirt, bouncing before the plate. So, now getting set with a 1-2 for Douglas. It's a throw. Take it for ball number two, and that evens the count. So as the high school season might be winding down, you will find yourself listening to the Dodgers Network here this year. Is there a second-year team in the CTL? Last year went to the state, or not the state, but sorry, the tournament. Swung on and missed strike number three for Douglas, and this brings up Rob Correa. And so Rob Correa settling in. Here's the throw. In the dirt for ball number one. Here's the windup and the throw. It's a ground ball. We'll get past the pitcher, but towards shortstop. He fires. The throw is on time. Out number three. And that will put away the first inning. So we go to the top half of the second. Still nothing, nothing. And so to start the top half of the second inning, this brings up Mike Lord, the pitcher. Here's the throw. That is ball one from Messina. So top of the second inning. And that'll be ball number two. So two balls, no strikes. And the Dodgers looking to pull through. Wind up the throw. It's a line drive going past the third baseman into deep left field. He will hold, however, at first. And off a deep line drive. So a pretty good one. And we will get back into the next at-bat. Runner on first now for Keon Downs. Downs working to try and get set here. And so now, runner on first, wind up the throw. That'll be ball number one. So with ball one, fires a high pop-up. This one going left center. He gets it. Runner will go back to first and one out here in the inning. So with one out here, Dodgers are looking to try and bring this one home, and tack on another win. Gets set and delivers. High pop-up will go over to Catone behind us. And so now, one on, one out. Here's the throw. Fouled off, strike number two. So quickly, they find themselves in an 0-2 count. So with an 0-2 with one out and a runner on first, Indians in a bit of trouble here. Messina fires up high, ball number one. And now Messina gets set. He kicks and delivers. Called strike three. And so now two are out. So it's two down. So a 2-1. Or not a 2-1, sorry. Two down. Here's the 0-0. Called a strike. Pitch out was close, but no cigar. So close on the pitch out, but not quite a... However, strike number one delivered. So an 0-1 count with only one on and two outs. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. So with an 0-2 count, the Dodgers looking to get it done. Top half of the second. Here's the throw. That'll be ball number one and bring this one back down to earth. As it looks like it is Messina who's firing on all cylinders here in the second inning. Kicks and delivers. High pop-up. This one going foul territory. Will go out of play. And he's staying alive at the plate. So with that, staying alive here. Here's a throw. That one, ball number two, evens the count. Two apiece. So the 2-2 count. Kicks and deals. The payoff pitch is popped up foul. So the pop-up foul. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball number three and now full count. And it looks like that is Christian Garcia who is really battling back here. Garcia really fighting to stay alive. 3-2 on the way. He'll take it for ball number four. He'll take it for ball number four. Runner off second and the throw gets into center field. However, they will hold the runners. Looks like the catcher and the pitcher will talk there. And so now, so Messina now allowing two on after the walk. This brings up number 20, John Ailman, and Chris Ailman will lead things off. High pop-up coming our way. We'll go foul. So that one being fouled off towards Catone, as are a lot of these pitches. On rare occurrence, they have gone into the press box where we are. So on rare occasions, they do fly in here. There's strike number two, and quickly an 0-2 count. So with an 0-2 count, Messina's been in this situation a few times before. He's allowed one hit, one walk. Here's the throw. Inside, ball number one. And so, the Dodgers trying to work their way out. Here's the throw on the way. It goes right over to Messina, who catches it and fires it on to Brown. And that ends this half inning. We go to the bottom of the second. The score is nothing-nothing. And so, back at it here with the bottom half of the second inning. This brings up Brendan Pierce to lead things off. Pierce looking to get things started here in the bottom of the second. Both teams have been close to really finding their offense. However, not quite. The two appearances for the Indians, Sal Messina's been on top of it. High pop-up going third base. Will fall in left field. He gets under it. Out number one. And this will bring up the pitcher, Sal Messina. Messina's been pitching a solid game through those first two innings, really keeping the Indians from finding their offense here in tonight's game. So, a good job from him tonight here in the bottom half of the second inning. I believe the last time they played, they got through just about six innings. Here's the throw. That is a deep line drive heading back. It is caught. Somehow he gets it. Comes up with the catch. So Sal Messina is retired there. And this will bring up Nico Spuches. So Nico going to try and get something going here with quick two outs here in the inning. With his brother and coach and owner, Christian Spuches. On this strike number one, Christian Spuches on deck. So one strike. And the Dodgers looking to try and again start something for the offense. The throw. Ball number one. So now here's the throw. High pop up our way. Going out of play. So another strike. So the Dodgers and the Indians playing so far a tight game. Bottom of the second inning. Here's the throw. There's another ball. So there's another ball. Wind up in the throw. Up high for another ball. That one actually getting away from the catcher. So the 2-2 count, or I believe a 3-2. Here's the throw. There's a high pop-up going foul. They're going to try and get under it. Goes out of play. So that one out of play. Still a 3-2 count. Here's the windup, and now the throw. There's another foul ball. And it is Lord who is just trying to get out of this at-bat. Still a 3-2 count. And now calling to play. Lord gets set. He kicks and delivers the 3-2. It's a line drive, center field. It will be... No, it'll get away from him. Spuches will hold it first. And the Dodgers have one on base. This brings up number seven, a new guy in the lineup. This will bring up Justin Case. So Justin Case will be batting with a runner out there on first base. So Case is set. So So Justin Case batting in the spot of Christian Spooches. Spooches, who's currently on the third baseline coaching here. Here's the throw. There's a short pop fly ball. He'll bobble it. Throw to first. He is safe on a close one, and that looked like a good hit right there. This will bring in Dan Sullivan with 2-1, and now a meeting on the mound. 2-1, and Dan Sullivan coming to the plate, a guy we haven't seen this year. He's going to try and get something going. Big chance for the Dodgers to get something started in this inning. So now, here's a throw. And there's ball number one, low and in the dirt. Mike Lord was getting close to getting to the end of this inning, put up two quick outs. And now, settling in with still two outs, but two on as well. Here's a throw. Sullivan will ground one on a pitch that was in the dirt, gets out at first, and that puts away the second. We go to the top half of the third, still nothing, nothing. So top of the third, getting set. This brings up number 22, I think. Brett Bart, I think. Here's the throw. There's strike one to Bart. Here's a throw. Strike number two. And not looking good for Bart here. There's a throw. Swung on and miss. He strikes him out on three pitches and three consecutive strikes. So Sal Messina in the zone. Three pitches this inning. All three being strikes. Getting a first K. Here's a throw. There's ball number one. So it rolls behind him in the dirt. And so, it's a throw. And strike number one. Here's the throw. There's ball number two, so a 2-1 count. So two balls, one strike. Here's a throw. There is ball number three, and now a 3-1 count. And Sal Messina in a little bit of a jam here, one out. So with one down here in the inning. The 3-1 on the way. Strike number two. And so a full count. So the full count. Here's a throw. Swung on and missed at one high. I think that might go ruled as a foul ball. So still a 3-2 count. Here's a throw. Another one fouled off. Here's a throw. And that one a ground ball. Throw on to first, an easy throw to Brown, and two down in the inning. And Sal Messina getting it done. And so, with Sal Messina settling in, this brings up number 12, Will Ramos. So Ramos standing in. He's the second batter in the order. Strike number one. So, one strike. Here's the throw. Ball number one, and he evens the count. So, one apiece here. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. So, a 1-2 count. Messina with a chance to get out of the top of the third, bring it into the bottom half, and bring the Dodgers to the plate here. Here's the throw. It's a high pop-up going back towards the parking lot. And so, still, a 1-2 count. Here's the throw. High pop-up. This one going center field. They're going to race in for it. And they are going to come up with it and put away this half inning. So we will head to the bottom of the third. The score is still nothing-nothing. And so to start off the bottom half of the third, this will bring up Brian Finelli Jr. So Finelli Jr. will lead things off here. I'm going to try and get started. So then this will go over to Ricky Brown and then T.J. Hewitt, who is the leadoff batter. Last half inning, it was two quick outs followed by two quick guys getting on base, and then strike number one to start us off. They would then hit a ground ball right to the pitcher to get out the third out of the inning, and that was just the second. So bottom of the third, there's ball one, and that evens the count. So with one ball and one strike, Dodgers trying to take this game. Still in the third, the throw. Swung on and missed strike number two. So a 1-2 count here. Here's the throw. There is ball number two, evens the count. So a 2-2 to Finelli Jr. He'll be followed by Ricky Brown. Here's the throw. And that one will be a high foul ball. That one went deep, actually beyond the trees and over towards the school. I think actually hit the school near the garage. So I have one for the shop classes. So, still, 2-2 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball number three in a full count. So, a 3-2 count. It's the pitch on the way. Checks his swing. He did not go. Ball number four, and Finelli Jr. gets on base after two strikes. And this will bring up Ricky Brown, who's batting in the 10 spot. The thing about the Connecticut Twilight League is you have 10 hitters on your team, so very interesting. Get 10 hitters in the lineup. This will be followed by T.J. Hewitt. Here's the windup and the throw. It's just a chop grounder going foul down the third base line. Strike number one. So here we go. He kicks and delivers. Swung on and missed. There is strike number two. So Ricky Brown trying to get the runner over to second. Two strikes. Here's a throw. High pop-up will go out of play. Still two strikes. So it's still two strikes to Brown. Gets set, checks first. Now Lord kicks and he deals. In the dirt, bouncing before the plate. So a 1-2 count to Brown now. Here's the throw. And that one lined up. Finelli is going to make the dive to second. He's not going to be there in time. He is out. Called a double play. It looked like his foot might have been off the bag, but it just held on, maybe by the tips of his toes. And two down, bringing us back to the start of the batting order. Some fantastic defensive plays, and that being one of them. Made by both teams tonight, that one being one. So this brings up T.J. Hewitt, the leadoff batter. Here's a throw. There's a good line drive, shallow center, and will fall in for a single, and T.J. Hewitt gets to first. This brings up Kez Douglas. So a two down and one on. Coming off the double play, and then Hewitt gets on base. Here's the throw. Ball number one in the dirt. Douglas in a pretty good spot here. Bottom of the third, two outs and one on. Douglas gets a good hit. He might advance the runner over to third. If he's really lucky, he might score from first. Here's the throw. There's a ball. They're going to send Hewitt to second. And Hewitt will get there. So two balls, no strikes. And now with Hewitt on second, could make Douglas's job a little easier of getting him home. Two down here in the inning. Runner 180 feet from home. It's, I believe, three balls. Here's the throw. No, that'll be ball three. So a 3-0. So a 3-0 count here. Here's the throw. In the dirt, ball four. He will walk him. Hewitt, though, in a rundown. He'll go for third. The throw. He is safe, just beating the throw, and he will be 90 feet from home with Kez Douglas on first. And this brings up Rob Correa. So Correa with a shot. He lines one into the outfield. This could be trouble for the Indians. Here's the throw on the way. Strike number one. So Correa looking to get something done. With an 0-1 count and runners on the corners. Here's the 0-1. Called strike number two. on one inside. Rob didn't really like that call. With two outs and an 0-2 count. Two on, a runner 90 feet from home. There's a throw. That'll be a ground ball foul. So with the foul ball. So it keeps Correa alive at the plate. Trying to send one home. And we'll see a time called by Correa. And getting set. Here's the throw on the way. In the dirt for a ball. Runners will hold. So now a 2-2 count. Or sorry, a 1-2 count. So 1-2 to Rob. Trying to stay alive. Here's the throw. Runner goes. Swung on and missed. He gets him strike three, and we go to the top of the fourth. We're through three, and it is still nothing, nothing. And so we're back. Top of the fourth, kicking off with number 34, Kenny Noyola. He will be starting off. Here's the throw. And that one will be... No, they're going to say he didn't go, so ball number one. So they say he doesn't go. So with one ball, no strikes, and Sal Messina still on the mound. The 0-1 called strike one. So now, with a 1-1 count, Messina kicks and delivers. It's a foul ball. So with that, it's 1-2. Here's a throw. Line drive caught by Messina. He will fire on to first. He gets the out, and one is down here in the fourth. Messina has been on fire in tonight's game so far. This will bring up number two, Nestor Velazquez. So you will get set. Now it'll be inside ball number one. Here's a throw. Ball number two. Here's a throw. That'll be ball number three. And so a 3-0. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Called strike number one. So with one strike here. Here's a throw. Fouls one off. Strike two. So with two strikes and three balls, a full count. Big chance here. Here's a throw. Ball number four, it bounces before the plate, and he will walk. This will bring in Keon Downs. Or no, sorry, this will bring up Mike Lord. So Mike Lord here. Here's a throw. And strike number one. It's a throw. Called strike. So the called strike. And one on. Swung on and missed. He gets him. Strike three. So three consecutive strikes and two outs. Now it is Keon Downs. It's the throw. Runner goes. Fire to second. Ooh, he's going to be safe. I believe that was going to be ball one. I believe it still is. Or one strike. They call that strike number one. So one strike. Here's the throw. It's a ground ball going up the middle. He's going to round for home. The throw. Just wide. Throw to second. Not in time. And one will score for the Indians here in the top of the fourth. And this will bring up Donovan Carrasquillo. Or Carrasquillo. Not quite sure how to say the last name. I know it's Donovan. So Donovan steps up to the plate. Number seven. He's playing catcher tonight. Here's the throw. Ball number one. Here's a throw. That'll be called a strike. So strike one. So strike one from Messina. One run scored from Keon Downs. Gave the Indians the 1-0 lead here. Dodgers have also been close to putting up some offense here a few times. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fouled off. So with that one fouled off, so getting set, two strikes. So throw. That's ball number one, I believe. So he's got two strikes on him. One more, and he is out of the fourth. Here's the throw. It's a ground ball up towards the shortstop. He'll throw to first. He is safe. It looks like he was off the base. I'm not too sure about that one. It looked like he was on it. And the coach, Christian Spooch, is going to come out and I don't know if he's arguing with it or is he's going to argue. And he looked like he was on the base, it looked like, for Brown. That looked like he was definitely on the base. They're going to go back and talk about this one. So it looks like he was definitely on the bag, I believe. He had to come up a little bit. Looked like he was still on it when he got the throw. So I don't know. And they're going to continue to rule him safe. So, runners on the corners. Fast first baseman out there, I'll tell you that. So it looks like Lord will be coming on to pinch run. So still top half of the fourth. This is a ground ball chopped down third base, will be called foul. And so the runners go back, and his number five, Christian Garcia, at the plate with one run across. So one run already coming across. Here's the throw. Fouls off another one. And now getting set. Runners on the corners. Runner goes for second. Fires. Gets the out and retires the side. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The score is 1-0 Indians. And so bottom half of the fourth to start us off. We'll see the 4-5 and 6 part of the lineup batting. It'll be Brendan Pierce to lead things off. So the Dodgers down by one with Brendan Pierce leading off. Here's the throw. There's a ball actually rolling off of the catcher. So evening settling in here, just coming off a night game last night with the Weathersfield Eagles, now an evening game of baseball this afternoon. There's strike number one. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. So the 1-2 count. So with a 1-2, here's the throw on the way. Lines it up there. Shortstop doesn't quite get on top of it, and Pierce will get there. And it looks like the Indians have one in the pen. That looks like Brett Bart. So it looks like Bart warming. There's a pickoff. He'll be safe. Still an 0-0 count to Messina, who's the pitcher. Messina played a pretty good game so far tonight. And he'll call time, and they go with a pickoff. He'll be safe. So getting set. Messina. Here's a throw. There's a ball. Sorry about that. And so, runner on first, no outs, bottom half of the fourth. Sal Messina still at the plate. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. And so, here's the pickoff, still safe. Pierce working on keeping it that way and staying safe out there at first. Here's the throw. High pop up. This one going back and out of play. So Messina still alive out there at the plate. Mike Lord standing in. Now getting set. Here's the throw. Runner goes. It's swung on and missed. Runner is safe. I think it actually bounced off Pierce. Or maybe the base. Maybe both. Well, one out here, and this brings up Nico's Spooches as Messina strikes out. And it looks like, what? I don't know what happened. It looked like it was a dead ball. That's two outs. They thought there were three. Apparently, the runner at second came off the bag. They tagged him, and they thought there were three outs. They ran off the field. Instead, it is two. So what happened there? I don't know. Nico Spooch is at the plate. I have no idea what just happened. So quickly two outs and Spooches here to round out the three that were set to bat. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. Here's the throw. There is strike number one. So Spooch is trying to get something going here to bring into the top half of the fifth. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed, but it's a wild pitch. Spooch takes off for first. The throw? He didn't come down on the bag in time. He had to jump up. He was off the bag. He finally came down, but Spooch was across first and a runner on. This will bring up number seven, Justin Case. So Justin Case batting. So the runner on first for the Dodgers. Here's a throw. Low for a ball. Here's the throw. Called a strike, and Case does not like that one. Looks like it was high. And so, still a runner on first. Here's the throw. There's a ball. And so, still with the runner on first. Looks like they'll send the man warming up back. And Case swings and misses. Strike two. They send down Bart from the bullpen back to the dugout. Here's Here's a throw. Ooh! Fouls it off right into the catcher's masks. The catcher's mask. Still staying alive, though. That one will be hit towards the second baseman. He gets it, fires on to first, out number three, and we go to the fifth. So we'll go to the top half of the fifth. The score is 1-0 Indians. So getting set. Evening really starting to settle in here. Here's the throw to start off the top half of the fifth inning. It is number five standing in. That is Christian Garcia. Now catching is DeRosa. There's strike one as he gets him to swing and miss. So doing the catching right now is Steve DeRosa, number eight. Here's the throw. That is a line drive right field. He gets under it and is out. And a great play there. So this brings up number 20 in John Aylman. So Aylman working on trying to get something going for the Indians and maybe trying to put this game away. The Dodgers have been down by one before. It was 2-1 in that earlier game. It was strike number one. They were down 1-0 in that game against the Elmers Angels. They pulled out a 2-1 win there. Here's the throw. It's a ground ball foul. So the foul ball. So two strikes, no balls. Sal Mussino looking to get things done. Here's ball one. Here's the throw. That's a ground ball going towards the second baseman. He will fire and get a quick second out. So two down pretty quickly here in the fifth. They're going to try and work through this fast and try and get to the bottom of the fifth before they might call this on account of darkness. Which shouldn't be happening anytime soon. At least I think. Here's the throw. There's a ground ball. Bouncing, throws to first, he is out, and we go to the bottom of the fifth, a quick top half of the fifth inning, it is still 1-0 Indians, and so now getting set, it's the windup in the throw, swung on and missed, on now strike number one, batting first, Dan Sullivan, number three. Here's the throw. Up high and almost getting him. Ball number one, and that evens the count. One apiece here. And so, with a 1-1 count, beautiful evening for baseball here tonight. And the windup and the throw. Here's ball number two. And Sullivan watches that one go by, low and outside in the dirt. So the 2-1 count, getting set to try and finish it off. Here's the throw. Ball number three. So, here's the throw on the way. Fouls it off. Strike number two. So a 2-2 count. An even count here. Bottom half of the fifth. Sullivan leading off. He'll be followed by Finelli Jr. and then Brown. Here's the throw to Sullivan, who chops a grounder going second base. will fire on to first. He is out. A close play at first. This brings up Brian Finelli Jr. with Ricky Brown close behind. So getting set. Remember, tomorrow afternoon it'll be Eagles baseball, where they will play a makeup game with Newington, final regular season game, and we'll see you back there on Tuesday afternoon for playoff action. Here's the windup and the throw on the way. It's fouled off, going towards the parking lot. So Finelli Jr. could be in some trouble. So one strike, no balls. Here's the throw. It's a line drive. Or sorry, a ground ball. Throw on to first is close, but he gets him. And another ground out. This brings up Ricky Brown with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. And now getting set, he kicks and delivers. It is a fouled off. Sorry for the dead air back there, but fouls it off. Strike one with Ricky Brown. So Brown still standing in here. So with one strike, no balls. Here's the windup and all one. Fouls it off. Strike number two. So, two strikes now. Here's the throw. Strike number three, and they're going to say he struck him out. I don't think so. I think he was still alive there, but they call a strikeout. And we go to the top of the sixth. The score, 1-0. And so, top of the sixth begins with number one batting. It is now Brent. It is now number 21. That is Brendan Pierce coming in to do the pitching. And with number one, Chris Ailman at the plate. Here's the throw. Pierce starts him off. I believe that'll be ball one. Here's the throw. That one, ball number two. He is throwing blink and you'll miss it pitches. He can just zone him in. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. And so with a 1-1, or sorry, a 2-1. So a 2-1 count here. The windup, the 2-1 pitch on the way. Looks like he swung on and missed. Should be strike two there. So a 2-2 count. So with a 2-2 count, now looking to try and put it away. Here's the throw. And there is strike three. Gets him. Three straight strikes there. Excellent pitching by Pierce. So with one out. So now number 12 batting. This is Will Ramos. Hits a high fly ball heading towards left field. He will get under it, and he will put it away. Two down quickly here in the sixth. Defense trying to play some quick sixth inning baseball. and work this game out. Get the offense back up here. Try and score two and have the lead. So now this brings up Kenny Noyola. Pierce gets set, looks, and he throws. High pop-up up above us. Now getting set. Here's the throw. Here's ball number one. So, still settling in. Pierce here. Pierce is trying to get it through. It'll be called for a ball. So the 2-1 count. So still 2-1 here. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed strike number two. And this will even up the count. Here's the windup and the throw. Fouls it off and stays alive. Pitch actually rolls down the third base line coming off the fence. So, now getting set. Still a 2-2. Fouls it off himself. Still 2-2 count. Here in the top half of the sixth. Two and two. Top half of the sixth. Two down. Here's the windup of the pitch. That one checks his swing. Didn't go, so ball number three. So a full count. So it's a full count. Pierce still in it. He kicks and delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. We go into the bottom of the sixth. The score is 1-0. Indians. So here in the bottom of the sixth, it is Brett Bart, who is starting out on the mound after warming up for a few innings. Starting us up will be number 33, Dan Madigan. So Dan Madigan will start things off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, almost 8 p.m. here. So getting close to nightfall here. Here's the windup and the pitch. And there is strike number one. So the 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the 0-1. Called strike number two. Madigan trying to work his way out of the sixth. Here's the windup and the pitch. And there's a ball. So a 1-2 count to Dan Madigan. And time called. So now getting set. Madigan in the 1-2. Here's the throw. Lines one up the middle, going towards second base, and they will fire him out. And now this will bring up number 34. 34, I don't believe. Yeah, I do have on the lineup. 34, Miggy Sanchez. So with Miggy Sanchez coming in, trying to get some of the subs in. You're now one out here, bottom half of the sixth. Here's the throw. In the dirt, and that will be ball number one. It actually bounces up and over the glove. So now, here's the windup, the 1-0. Bounces a ground ball going towards first base. They'll fire to the pitcher. He loses it. And one will get on. I think it was the second baseman came over, caught the ball after it bounced out of the glove, and then flipped it back to the pitcher, just not in time. I believe it'll be Kez Douglas who's batting next. And Douglas is out here. Kez Douglas, one out and one on. He gets a good hit, maybe even a home run. This game is in control of the Dodgers. So time called. It looks like something with the helmet he's trying to fiddle with here. Maybe trying to get fixed. So back to the batter. There's a pickoff. He's safe. So Sanchez back there. There's another pickoff. Ball gets loose. Sanchez still on. Here's the windup and the throw. Strike number one. So now getting set, Kez Douglas. One down and one on. That'll be called ball. Trying to get it back there. Doesn't go for it. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Big time there. Douglas still at the plate. He spun around on that pitch. Here's the throw. Lines one to second base. He'll fire to second. Gets the out. Douglas beats the throw back to first. He will hold. Or no, he's got to make it back. He is safe. And it looks like the coach going to come out and argue for the Indians. They're going to try and see if they got Kez out. I don't think so. And he had to really sprint to get back to the base. Dove like he was running the opposite way. Umps are going to talk about this here. So definitely a worrisome call here. Really did look like he was safe. They're going to keep it ruled safe. The Indians coach does not like that. So Brett Bart trying to get something going. This brings up number 22, Rob Correa, with one on and two out. Getting just a little colder here in the evening. See, pickoff won't go. Lights coming on north of us at the north end of the high school. We're here at the south end. Lights have yet to come on. No lights on the stadium. Lights around the parking lot is what we're talking about here. Here's the throw. There's strike number one. Correa trying to get it done. With Kez Douglas out there on first. Here's a throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. Here's the throw. Runner goes. That'll go foul. So he stays alive. That could have been a good hit had it stayed fair. So just about coming on 8 p.m. So with two strikes here. Getting set. Here's the pitch. Lines one up the middle towards second base. They flip it on for the final out. So that ends the sixth. And it looks like we will be headed for a seventh inning. And we will be right back at the end of six. It is still 1-0 Indians. So now batting for the Indians here will be number two. So this is Nestor Velazquez. Here's the throw to Velazquez. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. There was a check swing, but it was just in there. So before this season, they were the Brick House Indians. Now they are the Brill Real Estate Indians. Here's a throw. Ball number one. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. Some good pitches by Pierce here. Here's the throw. Now getting set. So the 2-2 count. Here's the throw. Ball number three and a full count. Here's the throw. Fouls one off. Stays alive. Almost going into the Indians' dugout. So now. Getting set. Fires and throws. Inside, ball four, he walks in. So top half of, I believe, the seventh. This brings up number 21, Mike Lord. Here's the throw. Ball number one. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. So with a 1-1 count here to Mike Lord. Pierce is allowed one on base. No outs here. Winds and throws. There's ball. There's another ball. Here's the throw. Runner goes for second. It's chopped. It's fair. He doesn't quite grab it. It will stay in play, and runners on the corners. Bringing up number 13. So this is Keon Downs. So getting set, it is Downs. Throws the ball, and that is just cracked foul. So still top of the seventh, no outs and runners on the corners. Pierce in a real jam. He fires a pickoff. Doesn't go. Getting set. Here he throws up high for a ball. Here's a throw. Oh, gets him in the back. And he is spinning around. That one hurts. He's going off to the side. He's going to be over at the dugout. I'm going to go out and check on him. He's leaning over to one side. He might be seriously hurt here. Now the coach is coming over. It's something in his arm. Right in the elbow, as he says there, so not a good scenario. So he hits him right in the elbow and gets back to first. So, still no outs and bases loaded now. With number 7 at the plate, this is Donovan. Here's the throw. And that will be a wild pitch. Runner going for home. He is safe. And another one scores. So it is now 2-0 with a 1-0 count. Something hit the press box, not sure what. And getting set. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. There's another strike, and now the lights have come on. lights over around the school have come on, so you got to be wondering, is this getting close to the final inning? Here's the throw. Swung on and missed strike number three. He gets him. So two on and now one out. Here in the top of the seventh, 2-0 lead for the Indians. It's the windup and the throw. Fouls it off into the fence. So with one strike, so this is Christian Garcia. Here's the throw. Strike number two, almost having the runners go. So the 0-2 count. Number 21, Pierce, standing in on the hill. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed strike number three. And this will bring in John Aylman. Or no, this is number 20. This is, yep, John Aylman. Sorry, I read it wrong. So John Aylman still at the plate. Here's the throw to him. Strike number one. So with one strike, here's a throw, fouls it off for strike number two. So strike number two, two strikes, no balls. Here's the throw. Up high for a ball. It gets away, and the Indians are going to score one more. And it is 3-0. I'm going to dust off the plate here. So the 3-1 game, or a 3-0 game, sorry. So 3-0 Indians. Here's a throw. Swung on and missed strike number three. Sat him down. So we go to the bottom half of the seventh. The score is 3-0 Indians. And so Brendan Pierce will lead things off for the bottom half of the seventh. So the bottom of the seventh kicking off here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball number one to Pierce. Here's a throw. That will be ball number two to Pierce. So two balls, no strikes. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed strike number one. Here's the throw. And the dirt ball number three. Here's the throw. Hits one. This one good into center field. He will get under it for the out. And so it'll be Messina who will bat. So Messina will be followed by Spooches. Nico, of course. Chris going out to Coach down at third base. Here's a throw to Messina. Ball number one. Sorry about that. Here's the throw. It's a good line drive right field. It is. Oh, he drops it. And Messina gets on to first. That was a high fly ball. Sorry about that one, but a high fly ball traveled out there. So one on, and this brings up Nico Spooches with one out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, a 3-0 game. Dodgers with a shot to come back in it. Here's the throw. It's a ground ball. Third baseman won't get it. The shortstop won't get it, and that is a hit. And so what a hit there. And this will bring up number seven, Justin Case. So Justin here. Here's the throw to Case. Strike number one. So two on, one out. Bottom of the seventh. So here we are, bottom seven, getting set. One out. Here's the windup and the pitch. That one will be hit down the first baseline again. They will send him. No, he's going to have to go back for second. There's going to be no throw made, but bases loaded and one out. A chance with Dan Sullivan. Dan Sullivan coming to the plate. Getting set. And so it looks like we're going to see a pinch runner here going in for Case. So Case coming out. In comes number 54, Tyreek Robinson. And so here's a throw, strike number one. So just about 8:12 at night here. Here's the throw. There's another ball into Sullivan. So Dan Sullivan settling in. Here's the windup and the throw. Inside for another ball. So 2-1 count. Here's the throw. That one. Wild pitch. Their runners are going to hold. Off the wild pitch, runners hold. Sullivan gonna have to get something going. So Sullivan with a 3-1 count. A walk would bring in a run and make it 3-1 and still have the bases loaded. Here's the throw. In the dirt, ball number four, Sullivan will walk. They'll walk in a run, and this brings up Brian Finelli Jr. Looks like a quick meeting on the mound, and we'll be right back. And so Finelli Jr. will settle in. One out, bases loaded, and the Dodgers have put up a run. So it is 3-1 here. The throw called strike number one. So it'll be followed by Ricky Brown. Finelli Jr. trying to get a good hit and tie this one up. Here's the throw. Lines one, just foul. A hit into the outfield could tie this game up. So they're looking for a ball here. Ump trying to get one. They're going to use the same one, so they've run out. This is the only ball. So Brian Finelli Jr. still standing in at the plate. He's got an 0-2 count. Bases loaded. Big chance. He kicks and delivers from Bart. Ball number one, and Finelli Jr. still alive at the plate. Finelli Jr., a 1-2 count. Getting set. Here's the windup. The 1-2. Low, it gets away for a ball. They're going to hold the runners. It's 2-2 now. So a 2-2 count to number 10, Brian Finelli Jr. Finelli looking to try and finish this one. Try and score two and tie the game up at three. Potentially leave with a tie game. Here's the throw. Lines one up the middle. Runner gets over to second. He bobbled it. He's safe. One scores. Runner gets back to third. The throw gets away. So it is 3-2. The bases remain loaded with one out. And what a series of events. Ricky Brown coming up. A big chip on his shoulder with only one out. Has the potential to tie this game at three. If not, give the Dodgers a 4-3 lead with a good hit. Looked like that was about to be a double play in the end of the inning, but he bobbles the ball. Didn't get a throw off. And then when he did throw it back over to third, it was an error. So what a play. What a set of events we've seen here tonight. So getting set. 0-0 count to Brown. Here's the windup and the pitch. Brown cracks one. Outfield. Here comes one. They're going to hold the runners. And this game is tied. Ricky Brown. Ricky Brown brings one across. This brings up Dan Madigan. So Madigan with one out. One out. Madigan at the plate. A chance to give the Dodgers the lead. They've tied it up at three. The bases have stayed loaded for quite some time. And all this time, they've had one out. This is a clutch at-bat here. Could bring this game to an end. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Bases loaded. One out and a tie 3-3 game. Cannot stress it enough. Dan Madigan at the plate. So with Dan Madigan settling in, still Brett Bart out on the mound. Time is going to be called. They're going to bring in a pinch runner for Ricky Brown. That is going to be Steve DeRosa. So DeRosa coming in, we saw him. He was against the Elmers Angels, and that was a game to see. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. And it is getting dark out here, so maybe one more run and they might call it on account of darkness and end this ball game. Still see some light in the sky. However, certainly getting darker. Almost just about 8:20 at night, so almost 8:30. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike number two. Madigan with an 0-2 count. All he needs is one base hit, and the Dodgers have the lead. And they would make it a 4-3 game on the Indians. Madigan with an 0-2. Here's the throw. Payoff pitch. Goes down. He drops it! He drops it! He doesn't pick it up! The run scores! And this game is over. A walk-off win. Dan Madigan gets it done at the plate, and the Dodgers win. And a 4-3 walk-off. Madigan, he dropped it, didn't pick it up. The run scored. Madigan got to first, and the Dodgers pull off a walk-off win. We will be right back after this. So I'm on field with Dan Madigan, who walked it off tonight. Who walked it off tonight, and it was one hell of an at-bat. Let me tell you, how was it pulling that off and getting the walk-off, especially on the air?
It was really dark. Couldn't really see much. First pitch I didn't see. Second pitch threw me a fastball, froze me a little bit. Just tried to fight it off, put it in play, and make something happen, and got lucky we pulled out the win.
All right, well, thank you. That was Dan Madigan, and now signing off tonight from the Dodgers, from Esposito Field, I'm James Clark. The final score is 4-3 Dodgers.